This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here, and we start with the big news of the day for your Texans, and unfortunately not good news. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety that you acquired this offseason, is hurt. He, in a practice and scrimmage today, as they're getting out of the final practice there in West Virginia before they go and play the Minnesota Vikings on Saturday, 3 p.m. You'll hear the pregame show start at noon. But neither here nor there, C.J. Mm-hmm. Gardner-Johnson seemingly injured his knee in tackling John Mechie. He had to be stretchered off the field and also needed some assistance getting into the building. MRI will be taken for him to surmise the extent of the injury. We'll hear from D'Amico a little bit later. I don't imagine that he has information more up to date than just the idea that he was injured. However, that is where it stands as of right now. And I don't want to speak for you, but my head is swimming on the possibilities when it comes to that safety position for this Texas team.
It is, and there will be reporting on this. We will share that as we get it. I'm imagining today, Reggie. I think the connections that a lot of people have, and as devastating and important as devastating an injury and important a piece he is, we're going to hear something. We will let you know as we move on, but. Yeah, we're going to continue to keep you updated and mention some of the things that are going on as we get them.
And you'll also hear from D'Amico Ryans at noon.
At noon.
That's right. Speaking to the media.
That's right. So, yeah, we'll catch a little bit of that. But, yeah, that is one of the big things that's happening. Some of the other things that were, at least got me kind of excited before we got that news and at the early parts of practice. New old offensive line. Mm-hmm. And when they get into, scrimmage type situations, obviously, Cam Robinson not scrimmaging today, which not the best thing in the world, but not something terrifying by any means. Cam Robinson, obviously still a vet. You want to get out there, but Arion Terrasary still playing on that left side. Of course, Laken Tomlinson is solidified in that left guard role. You have Jake Andrews today at center, mm-hmm. right guard, Juice Scruggs as Titus Howard is still playing out there at right tackle. Obviously not good, still not good news for Blake Fisher and what his kind of battle is, but Juice Scruggs getting some first team reps again.
Yeah, I think, they always talk about competition. I think we're seeing like the reality of that in a number of places. We talked yesterday about Blake Fisher and heck, man, the guy was jogging out there with the ones during minicamp and early in camp, and now he's nowhere to be seen. The competition is sort of clearing the space there for Terrasary and others. Zach Thomas has gotten some run with the number ones that we've seen. And I think the other one where it's kind of playing out is Juice Scruggs. Juice Scruggs, I think you asked the question last week. What's he been doing? Where are you? And I'm paraphrasing, but, Where's he been? How come we're not hearing? Now he's with the ones. So I think there is competition, and it's legit competition. And people are starting to separate themselves. We'll see to what extent they're good as a unit.
It does feel like if you were, and we kind of did some of the math on this yesterday, if you were trying to find the nine guys that you probably keep or in that space, he does feel like he fits in that number, mm-hmm. Juice Scruggs, and it is good to see him kind of push forward. I don't think that's just like obviously an opportunity for him to start in a real circumstance if everything is if health is assured.
Yeah.
However, this does kind of give him the idea that he's in that mix, and I do think that this team likes him if for no other reason than he seems to be the only guy that you feel comfortable playing at both guards position.
In a pinch, he could play some center. I think last year or maybe it was in the offseason, D'Amico said he thought that was his best natural position. So. Yeah, it speaks a lot to the competition and other things that we're going to dig into a little bit more later, specifically with C.J. Stroud. But just so our listeners know, better protection today, maybe not better offensive passing game in terms of – I'm not saying there's a bunch of sacks and interceptions. There's been apparently a couple of sacks or near sacks, what would have been sacks. And some incompletions, a lot of incompletions, but we'll dig into the specifics of that later.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I want to highlight that, I know Seth himself tweeted it about the idea that, hey, the protection has actually been pretty good today. So that is, a tip of the cap to particularly like Ariante Ursary, Titus Howard, who are kind of playing, I guess, quote unquote, out of position to some degree.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a little bit of a shout out to Juice Scruggs as well, because the interior hasn't been incredible through camp. So for that note to happen when he gets to step back in,
yeah,
that's probably means something good for him. And then real quick before we go, one more thing on, at least before we move on to the greater NFL. No practice today for Christian Harris, Damian Pierce, nor Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Chubb is not practicing for the second time in a row. Any of those kind of catch your attention in any real way?
Well, Christian Harris, obviously, and maybe it's as simple as because he looked like he was moving around pretty dang good yesterday.
But that was
a walkthrough.
Yeah.
But they still do some running and some cutting and all that stuff, but not out there. Damian Pierce needs to be out there. Nick Chubb doesn't bother me. He had a good day. What's today? Thursday? Tuesday? He had a good day Tuesday.
No, I'm in the same place. Today feels kind of like a Friday.
That was the day that he busted what could have been, at least according to Sean Pendergast, like a 25-30-yard run. So maybe they're just sort of resting him a little bit. Daria Gumawale running with some today at running back.
So we'll get more into that, especially at 12:40 when we talk to Sean Pendergast, maybe Seth Payne, live from West Virginia. All right, some other things around the NFL. We got football today, baby, like real life. Football, and we'll get some starters out there, including, and rather, we'll start today, the first game, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. It'll be the Colts in Baltimore versus the Ravens, and it's Anthony Richardson who is the starting quarterback. That does, we were assured by Shane Steichen that Daniel Jones will start the next preseason game for them, but let's see. What does the Anthony Richardson experiment look like right now, especially against the Ravens defense that continues to get better, I think.
I'm not exactly sure what the Ravens are going to play, but nevertheless, good defense. That's one that I'm definitely going to keep an eye on to some degree because of the Colts obviously being in the division. But two other interesting things that I want to be watching today, the Bengals.
Yeah.
The Bengals, they'll be playing the Seahawks. I want to see what that offense looks like.
Eagles. They're playing the Eagles, rather.
Eagles, yeah.
And what's interesting about the Bengals is that they've also been guaranteed that the starters will go a few series as well. I don't know how much I need to see from the offense starter. I just kind of want to see what that defense begins to look like. That's a Bengals team that really needed the defense to be significantly better. But you can be guaranteed at least a few drives of what, often is some high-flying, very good offense. And the final game is actually a late game, so we're going to have football well into the night, if you so choose, on NFL Network, 9 p.m. Raiders-Seahawks, which, honestly, this is the most exciting game for me personally when it comes to trying to answer some questions on, I think that there's a lot of questions that exist on what does Geno look like in this offense? What does the Chip Kelly offense maybe look like? And, of course, understanding that preseason is not going to divulge a ton of what any team is doing. But there's a lot of moving and shaking with that Raiders team. I kind of want to see where that settles. And that Seattle team, with Mike McDonald, they did a little bit of a kind of stripping down what that team was prior. I kind of want to see where they are, and maybe more importantly, time to see Sam Darnold right behind that line, which I'm not sure is very good. Like, I want to see what it's starting to look like with him after what felt like almost a fairy godmother year with the Vikings. Like, I want to see, is it a pumpkin yet?
Yeah, is it a pumpkin? Yeah, no, and we'll keep an eye on that all year long. But you're right, Raiders Seahawks will be interesting. I kind of want to see what the Colts have for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's clearly going to be one of the main ones as they are in division. Some other things. around the NFL. This kind of came down, was it yesterday or even the day before, from the NFL to their teams, that smelling salts, you know, and any ammonia type of things that are used to kind of help get guys going and really get them alert, that would no longer be allowed to be distributed by NFL teams to the players. They gave clarification earlier today, or was it late yesterday, rather, that, you know, players could bring their own smelling salts, and so to say, but no, that this was a ban for the teams to provide them and have them available. If players wanted to use them themselves, they could.
This is weird to me.
Is it?
I kind of call BS on how they played this thing out, because it was yesterday morning. George Kittle got the memo or email or whatever it was and went on the set. I think it was the...
It was actually 2 days ago, but you know, NFL Network has had people all over all these training camps. Yeah.
And said, man, I'm thinking about retiring.
This is actually, you got the George Kittle audio here. Yeah. He'll grab it for us. But yeah, George Kittle made it very clear that it matters to him. There's a number of players that have kind of talked about
Levante David had a relationship with smelling salts.
Yes. Yes, he did. Figgy, what you got for me here?
I got Levante David.
All right, this is Levante David with the clarification of the smelling salts ban. From the team's perspective.
As a competitive person, right, you need something to get you going. Some people like coffee, some people like energy drinks, some people like whatever it may be. But for me, those things don't get me going right away. But smelling salts, they wake you up and get you going right away. And ever since 2012, my very rookie year, I had to take a smelling salt before each drive. To this day, 13 years, I had to take a smell of salt each drive.
Every drive, before every drive. And, you know, Baker Mayfield was talking a little bit about it, said, you know, it's going to affect him greatly. But here's, before we hear from George Kittle, I want to just say, so this came down, it became a huge thing in the circle and around the NFL. And then all of a sudden, the NFLPA says there's been a clarification. Oh, no. The teams can't provide them. So in other words, players can bring their own ammonia. They bring their own smelling salt. That doesn't sound like anything the NFL.
That don't even sound safe.
That doesn't sound safe. It doesn't. I mean, who knows who's going to monitor it in a world in which the NFL monitors every tiny little thing? They're saying, yeah, the teams can no longer do it after there was a big backlash, uproar, whatever you want to call it. So now players are going to be in their backpacks. They're going to have packs of smelling salts?
It seemed like it would be more safe if the team provided that.
I think they just said, you know what, that might have been a bad call. Let's just go ahead and let them bring them. You know, it doesn't jibe with anything the NFL does.
Well, I think the tough thing about it is it seems like it would have to be something that's collectively bargained for them to get rid of it in full. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, because I kind of follow the Concussion Foundation and their kind of efforts. And they made a...
FDA did too.
Yeah, I had not really considered how much the FDA factors in here, but I know the Concussion Foundation was really highlighting the idea of, hey, we're dealing with concussions and everything and alertness and trying to diagnose these. And when you see a player take a type of hit and then utilize these types of smelling salts to make themselves more aware, it's going to make it more difficult to diagnose. And at the very least, in the most skeptical place, it's not a good look. When you're talking about,
and I think that's why they did this.
Players, right?
Yeah,
but then I don't know. I think the other side of it is the collective bargaining nature. It's not going to be easy to immediately remove it without going through a long process of making sure that
that's
you
why
get it done
I'm calling BS. That's why I'm calling BS on this. Because the other thing you talk about the concussions, and you're not wrong. But if you're the NFL, you know, concussion expert, there's one at each or doctor, or whatever, at each game. How are you going to determine who has a concussion and who doesn't when they're all taking smelling salts before each drive?
And I think this is the idea, is as much as the NFL could maybe step in and have some level of impact in lessening the availability of it.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were attempting to do. Hey, these teams have the money. They have the, you know, obviously the distribution ability to have smelling salts readily available. If we take that away, we're not going to be able to, especially with the nature of a collectively bargained sport, say that they cannot do this outrightly. No. However, we can make it more difficult so that hopefully you discourage the use and maybe take that away. The problem is, though,
players are going to have all this stuff.
Well, maybe, but then on the other side.
No, maybe.
There's going to be some that do it, and I imagine there might be some that say that it's, you know, more work than it's worth. But I think ultimately the problem is we are, again, highlighting just how much of this sport is, how much is necessary in the sport, and how many, you know, different tips and tricks players use to get over the bumps, bruises, and real genuine injuries that are necessary to play this, you know, let's be honest, very dangerous sport.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I think they're all going to be packing. They're all going to be, and I don't blame them. You know, like I said, they use it, a lot of players, like David, before every drive, a lot of players several times in the day, they talk to, you know, about, like, this is what gets me going and ready. And George Kittle was even kidding, you know, about, like, well, let's hear from George Kittle.
George, hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they got to go ahead and bring that back for George Kittle.
So, we got to figure out a middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
an email.
It's on you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
Before every drive is a smelling salt?
I'm an every drive.
In between every play,
he pulls out
the sock.
Way too much.
Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
Definitely. Yeah. But I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's all right. That was my only grievance. But besides that, you guys look fabulous,
Fred.
It's all yours.
Thank you,
George. That was him crashing Fred Warner's interview just to say. So clearly, like, there's a number of players. You mentioned Levante David. That use this a lot. I do wonder, though, if you do see a decrease, does this change, like, actually the efficacy, like the ability of players on the field? Like, how
mentally
much
it does.
How far could this go in maybe possibly lessening the quality of the game in an effort?
I don't know
to
how much we'll notice.
Right. That's the thing that I'm ultimately trying to get to.
But I think mentally they're going to be like, I got to have it. And they're going to have it. I mean, come on.
I kind of want to try it.
Oh, I've done it.
I want to try and see how it is.
Bring them in.
I've had it twice. I've had two concussions, and it'll light you up, man. It clears the passageways. There's no doubt about
it. I want to try
it. Yeah.
All right. I don't think I've actually done smelling salts. I don't think I've needed them. And again, knock on wood.
You just go like a little, and it's over. It's like, whoa.
So is it good to use that before you go to the gym and work out and all that stuff?
I mean, it depends on, like, a professional athlete, football player, I get it. But, it'll just kind of make you feel like,
bring
wow.
Bring them in, Fig.
Oh, wow.
Bring them in, Fig.
All right, I'm going to look
Let's damage
up.
Our brain cells for science, all right? Let's do that. Real quick, before we go, you know what time it is, Lopez. What time is it? The top 100 continues to unfurl. Very, very slowly.
Is this a good one, or am I going to go ho-hum?
I don't know. I'll let you decide. Number 44 in the top 100 that was voted on again by the NFL players. Remember, 46 was Will Anderson Jr. He was the second Texan that showed up on this list. Joe Mixon earlier on. I mentioned 45 was Trent Williams. There's a number of players that have dropped into these 40s. 44, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Evans, and Texas A&M Aggie as well. He's dropped a number of spots from years prior. And then number 43, defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Carter.
Okay.
His first time being ranked in the top 100.
I think he might be the best in the league, man.
Jalen?
Yeah. I like him
man,
a lot.
If it and defensive tackle, man, we got a lot of really good defensive tackles.
That's why I said that.
I think you're doing a lot there.
Yeah, I am not doing a lot.
If it wasn't for
my
that,
opinion, Reggie.
Hey, if it wasn't for that incident,
your
he probably
would have
been drafted. If it wasn't for that incident, he probably would have been drafted top five.
Yeah, I get Dexter Lawrence. I get Chris. I mean, all due
I don't
respect,
think you do. What?
No, they're awesome. They're awesome. For my money, I love that guy.
Do you think that's too high?
No, I don't. Okay. But just what Lopez was saying, that he might be the absolute best defensive tackle. I think especially with the modern NFL, where defensive tackles are not just like big garbage cans full of dirt of like eating up blocks and, you know, stopping the run, but also getting upfield and actually adding to the pressure of things as well.
There's something to be said for just like, we can't run against this.
So Reggie,
no, he's been good. Don't get me wrong.
We can't run against
this. So you think Lopez is crazy for saying might?
All right, fine. Now we're going to get into some antics.
No, I'm just kind of curious.
I just think that there's other D tackles that I would easily say are better.
You would have thought he said he's the best in the league.
I mean, that's basically how I heard it.
Like,
Lopez was basically trying to say that, but soft pedal it. And I respect it because that's how I do it anyways. There you go. That's around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 6. There are some people that are evangelizing for the smelling salts right now on the text line from the 832. For a moment, Fig, it's awesome. Clarity, very alert. All right, very good. And I guess now you have to bring them in every segment, just like Kittle before every drive. Just how bad would that be for our health? Because that feels like that'd be abundantly terrible.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
Okay.
All right. Every segment?
Well, I'm not going to do George Kittle or Levante David or whatever, but yeah.
Okay. File it to the list of things that we say we're going to do that we never actually complete. All right. Coming up next. Actually, let's talk about C.J. Stroud, because today in the scrimmage, it seems like from what we've been able to see, all right, but maybe not the same C.J. Stroud that we can, you know, typically expect. Do you need to see C.J. Stroud play in this preseason game one on Saturday? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. First and foremost, before we get to talking about C.J. Stroud and what we maybe want to see or don't want to see from him on Saturday versus the Vikings, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And I simply don't believe that all of y'all love smelling salts to this degree. I mean, from the 832, I do smelling salts before I cut the grass. From the 281, I'm a brain surgeon. I do them before every brain surgery. I don't think I've ever come to the text line and been like, y'all are all lying. Mm-hmm. Except right now, I feel it in my spirit that y'all are lying to me right now.
I don't think they are. You're saying he does coke before he mows the grass.
I think some of y'all might be doing other things instead of that smelling salt.
I believe them. I mean, maybe some are lying. I mean, it'll light you up, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You're like, woo. You're like, whoa, baby.
I did accidentally lie saying I don't think I did smelling salts. I have done it once, but it was like because a friend of mine, when we were like playing flag football, was like, hey, yo, do this. Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. But, yeah, I don't think I ever got to a place.
We should all do a live on the show.
Again.
That might be one we actually have to do.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It seems
have
fun.
To, why?
Because I want Figgy to videotape you doing it.
Hey, we're going to be live on YouTube, man. Yeah, do it live for the people on YouTube,
notice
man.
How I said you?
I was like, you're not getting out of this. If they're smelling salsa here, you will be partaking. That's something that somebody said. Now, bath salts is another story. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let's move on.
We can't go Florida man in here. All right. Let's talk about California man, though. C.J. Stroud, obviously, quarterback of this Houston Texans team. One of the, I guess, other things that it feels like the C.J. Gardner-Johnson injury, and if you did not hear about it, he was hurt his knee seemingly. During practice, tackling John Mechie, had to be stretchered off the field and needed assistance going into the building from a couple of staffers. That's about all we know right now. There's an MRI that he will have to have, but no real updates coming from any other place that we've heard of. But that seems to have taken all the air when it comes to practice day. But it was a scrimmage day, the final day of them out in West Virginia. And so there was things that were coming out, including shout out to Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle, damn near giving us a play-by-play.
Great job.
Of everything that was happening out there. And John, you were looking at this. It feels weird calling you John. Lopez, you were looking at this. And CJ, you know, he's completing a decent amount, but also not completing a decent amount.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and do the math. Maybe you can do it in your head real quick as we go through it. The good, it was a good news, bad news day for the offense. The good news was there seemed to be better protection.
Oh, set. Man.
Seth talked about it. Some others have mentioned as well.
I'm looking at Cody's tweet right now where he said the offensive line has done a pretty damn decent job today for the offense. Yeah. And I don't think he uses those words lightly.
That almost makes me kind of not cringe, but.
What you mean cringe?
Well, let's go through this because we're all in agreement. They had better protection today.
That is very objectively the case. I mean, with the way that people have talked about this offense, with the way that we've talked about this offensive line, the pretty damn decent sounds like quite an upgrade from what we had previously seen.
So we heard from CJ Stroud talking about, you know, the offense and the adjustments and learning and the process, and it could be slow, et cetera. So with the backdrop of he had pretty decent protection, let me go through some of this. I'm not going to go through all of it. I'll go through most of the passes.
Read all of the play-by-play.
But the Texans ones, as they call them right now, because I don't think you can necessarily say they're absolute starters, but the ones, CJ, incomplete to Schultz, complete to Hutchinson, big gain. Check down to Dare, incomplete to Kirk, incomplete to Petrie. No, a sack by Petrie, I should say.
I don't think he should be throwing a Petrie, man.
and sack by Petrie. Second drive of the ones. It was the play that was an injury. Then CJ sacked. Short gain to Stover. Wide open, Mechie, and incomplete. The ones third drive. Run stuffed. CJ to Nico for a short gain. CJ to Nico, incomplete. So a lot of incompletions.
I'm sensing the trend. I'm sensing the trend that's happening.
Fourth
here.
Drive of the ones. They did five actually. Dropped wide open TD to Nico. That's not his fault, but still an incompletion. Overthrown to Schultz. Incomplete to Stover on a slant. CJ to Nico. Incomplete. Kamari in coverage. So maybe that was a credit for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think I'm getting the sense of what you're getting here. Like, it's not been the super consistent CJ that you were kind of hoping to see. Now, we know that he is, you know, learning the offense and grabbing the offense and helping mold the offense, I'm sure, as well.
Mm-hmm.
With all of this being the case, it sounds like you want to see him on Saturday.
This is going to surprise you. I actually do not. And this happened, and I was going to – the reason we brought this up, and I mentioned it to you before the show, is should C.J. Stroud play Saturday and how much? And even before C.J. Gardner-Johnson's injury, this was my opinion. And you can verify that because I put it on the doc this morning. I don't want C.J. to play at all. Nothing.
All preseason?
No, in this game.
Okay.
At all. Zero. And there's a couple of reasons for it.
You got to see some Graham Mertz. I get it. No, I understand.
Hey, whatever. And I'm usually the guy, give him a series, you know, whatever. I think they're still so far behind learning this offense. Number one, I think it could affect his confidence, which is, you know, we've talked about he's just not quite been himself. His head seems to be swimming a little bit. Number two, I don't think that it's going to help anyone for C.J. Stroud to get out there and throw a bunch of incompletions and be so far behind in the offense that they're kind of climbing uphill. Let's do it when it's not live. And then number three is the big one, injuries. You never know when they're going to happen. This offensive line, despite having better protection today, has been not good. I normally am the guy like, give them a series. Let's go. You know, I'm normally the guy that says we don't even need preseason games, but give them one at the most where they can maybe go a half, you know. I'm changing my tune for Saturday's game. I don't want to see CJ at all. I think as much as you might argue, hey, live reps, that, you know, real defense, real tackling, it'll be a good test. I think the negatives far outweigh the positives on this.
Yeah, I'm there. Like, I'm actually there. Like, CJ needs a lot of work with this offense. And you know what? One of the benefits of him playing could be getting that relationship down on the field when you talk about Nick Caley's not called plays, getting that play calling rapport down as well. I do think that could be of value. And maybe I'm just too close to it after seeing CJ Gardner-Johnson, his namesake in some ways, get injured. I'm going to be scary. You can call me scary if you want to. I'm like, I don't know if I want to put him in harm's way. I think he'll get some of the experience of seeing a different defense when you have your joint practices. You'll have two of those, which I think will be very helpful in that regard. But I don't know if I want the idea of him being out there, especially as you're still finding a level of solidity with your offensive line. I don't know that that's going to, you know, I don't think I want to risk C.J. Stroud in that way.
This early in
preseason.
That said, I do want to see the quote-unquote starting offensive line because they do need to get that rapport and work and, you know, real blocking, real tackling and all that stuff under their belts a little bit. But I don't need C.J. Stroud to be out there, you know, losing confidence perhaps and getting hit and not really fully understanding the offense, you know?
Yeah, I think that still remains to be seen. I think that there's a lot of quarterbacks that would be in this period where they're, you know, still grasping of what's happening with an offense if they have a new coordinator or whatever. I don't think it's necessarily that. I think you can get me on the injuries. You can get me on the idea that the offensive line is not fully formed and you're still working your way through that. So yeah, I think that for me is enough. But yeah, CJ Stroud does have some ways to like find with the offense, and I think finding some timing with the wide receivers, especially as you compare it to a New England offense that seemingly had a lot more freedom or at least more responsibility upon the wide receivers. I think that some of that is also factoring in with some of the incompletes, is that the wide receivers also need to be able to read and react to what's happening on the field, and some of that additional, like, you're not just dealing with, I know the point at which this wide receiver will get to and I'll just put the ball there. I think there's a little bit more fluidity with it. There's a little bit more, option type things happening. So I think that might also contribute to some of the incompletes that you're talking about, which would kind of lessen the concern for me. But yeah, I think it really is just the injury concern that pops up for me. And look, you can say it's just I'm being reactionary in this moment. I think that you have good cause to be reactionary because
CJ Stroud goes down, and there go your hopes for the aptitude of the season, the high level portions of the season that you were hoping for.
It's not just the injuries, because if it was just like, okay, he could get hurt, I would be on the other side. I'd be playing for a series. He's got to do it. You know, let's get the reps in, et cetera. Injuries is always back there. You know, it's always in the back of your mind. But to me, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. You know, we heard CJ yesterday, and then I was reading the transcript this morning, and just to hear him and to hear what he said, he's not there yet, man. And I don't know how close really he is to being like, this is my squad, this is my offense.
Do you want to see him in preseason at all?
I think eventually, yes. But I would let's make because some progress probably, here, man.
Yeah, because
let's get a little better with what we're doing and better grasp and more confidence.
Yeah, because if he don't play in this game, it's probably only game two.
Right here, Carolina.
Yeah, and that's it.
Because they're not going to play game three, so I think I want to see him, but you know, a week is a long time, you know, to get some. And they're going to have, by the way, they're going to have some joint practices. They're going to have a joint practice, at least one, between now and this game and the next game.
Yeah, I think they'll have two joint practices, right?
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, they'll have two joint practices. I think that'll help for seeing another defense. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is something fair to be made mentioned of when you talk about trying to make sure that the operation is all good. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there is something in what you're saying of, hey, the operation, how much are you going to be able to focus on that when you're still, you know, kind of trying to, they're still solidifying the offensive line. We're still seeing some musical chairs there. Mm-hmm. I think those things also, I think if you could find a way to get those a little bit more solidified, especially in that week, as you're mentioning, I think preseason game two is where I'd like to see him get that operation down and get that, and then be ready for, to be fair, what is already an early test in Rams week one at SoFi Stadium. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including there was a little bit of a dispatch from Turkey that I wanted to talk about. We'll talk about that and more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here on a Thursday in the loop on Sports Radio 610. The news of the day. Out at Texans training camp, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, safety, injured, seems to have hurt his knee. We don't know quite what the extent is, but he was stretchered off the field and needed help to get some practice, or rather to get into the medical sports performance center. And team had to, you know, huddle it up, talk a little bit after before they continued with scrimmage. But scrimmage did happen on the field there, and we got Christian Harris, Damian Pierce, Nick Chubb, none of them participated. However, in the participation, offensive line got some plaudits from the people that were watching, various different media members who had an opportunity to see it.
Boy, you talk about just in the nick of time, because we're sitting here going, I don't know. I don't know about these guys, but we'll see once they get to Saturday. I'm not sure how many starters would play because they did scrimmage today. We were talking about that during the break. I would love to see the offensive line go out there for a series, though. That one I would.
Yeah. Just the offensive line, but no CJ.
Yeah.
Davis
happens
Mills.
All the time.
Yeah, it does happen. Yeah. It does happen from time to time. Some other things that are popping. Spencer Arrighetti, a very rough start. They hit the mess out of my man in his start. Unfortunately, the Astros unable to finish out a series sweep that it seemed like they might be able to against the Marlins. It is a 6-4 loss yesterday. They will continue to New York. But, that was... He came out there and immediately they were on top of him. He just seemingly was not able to, you know, place the ball really the way that he wanted to. A lot of soft contact, which I think he did say he was encouraged by a lot of whiffs and soft contact for him there. But 11 hits, 5 earned runs in this thing. And he didn't make mention as we played earlier that, you know, this was his fourth game back coming off of the injury. And, you know, it helps you kind of stretch yourself out, but doesn't help you with kind of making sure that you have the right game plan. So, unfortunately, not going to be the encouragement that you need when you're looking for starting pitcher relief from the reserves that are coming back or the reinforcements coming back for the Astros. But probably the more encouraging part was that the offense found a way to get some runs across and found a way to continue to threaten all the way through to the end of the game.
I probably had higher hopes than I should have with Arrighetti. Should have looked at what the numbers were, the number of starts, as he mentioned, that he had in his rehab performance. That said, though, it was control. You know, 11 hits, you know, a lot of times people think control is walks when you don't have it. A lot of times you're trying to put a fastball in a certain place and it goes over the middle of the plate. That's control, and that's what 11 hits speaks to.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. He definitely had that feeling early on in the game. Hopefully the next time around he will be a good amount better. You mentioned 2-game lead over the M's right now. But you head over to Yankee Stadium there in New York to face off against the Yankees, who, as you mentioned, Aaron Judge is returning. However, that team has looked abysmal. I mean, to the point where you're having all sorts of people commenting on how amateur they look out there in the field and just in general. So I think this is another instance.
6 or 7 games over .500.
You know, I mean, they had a good start to the season, but they've definitely slipped in the AL East. I mean, what are they, third in the AL East at this
moment? It's not a gimme is what I'm saying.
It's not a gimme, I don't want to purport it as such. However, I think that you are hitting them at a good time, and hopefully you have a good opportunity to, you know, get some more wins and maybe create some more separation in the AL West. But, I mean, you got time off, or you got a day off, rather. And then you'll get going against the Yankees tomorrow. And I believe that you got it's a Hunter Brown day as well.
Hunter Brown followed by Fromber. So that's a good 1-2 punch to start that series.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Some other things that are popping. I found this to be interesting. We've made a lot about the NFL acquiring a 10% interest in ESPN, where ESPN garners the right to utilize some NFL properties. We talked about, you know, the contractual but the journalistic impacts of that. I thought June Lee made a very good point talking about how the NFL not too long ago, maybe a decade and a half ago, and maybe that's even too far to go back, was staunchly against gambling money, and now in having an ownership stake in ESPN is dealing with a company that lends their name.
They're getting
to
checks.
A sports book.
That they have a sports book, basically. It's, you know, and they're getting checks from all these others as well. Now the NFL has been doing that individually, the teams. But no, now they have an interest in it.
No, it's just it's quite interesting, all the various different nooks and crannies of this deal. One of them, mind you, is one that was kind of spoken to by Roger Goodell himself. This was Roger Goodell talking about the deal and highlighting a thing that could be really cool, especially if you're a college football fan.
One of the most popular elements of NFL programming has been Red Zone. It's a staple for NFL fans. What is that going to look like now under this new partnership?
Well, that'll actually stay the same. It'll continue to be produced right here in this building. It will be the NFL Red Zone. I don't think fans will see any difference to that. Obviously, in the context of that, though, ESPN purchased the Red Zone name, and they will be able to utilize that for other sports, college football and other things. And I think that could be an exciting thing for our fans also to see a Red Zone maybe in college football or other sports. That's something that they now own and have the ability to do that. But as far as Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, there won't be any changes for our fans.
The big thing there is the college football thing. That would be, I know you would be watching it. I'd be watching it. I don't know if I would. You know, I would. I watch the Red Zone every chance I get. And if you do that with college football, heck yeah. So that's the good thing. And, you know, I said this when this news was breaking and then when it became official. I get, you know, still same producers, same directors. It's the NFL Red Zone. Nothing's going to change. For how long? For how long? I'm a little skeptical on that.
We'll see. I think in college football, like, I do enjoy having a game that I'm watching. Well, actually, let's be honest, two games that I'm watching and really keeping track on. I do think that, you bouncing around and getting the updates, which I think most of the broadcasters already do a pretty good job of, hey, we're gonna cut in here and show you what's happening around. I don't know if I would actually want to have the entirety of this bounce around to games to where I'm not able to follow the flow of the individual games.
100%.
Yeah, especially if it's close games too.
Yeah, man.
You'd be like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I find myself searching those games on other apps and stuff. Like if you see the crawl on the bottom. And you're like, oh, you know, whatever. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, it's a 3-point game, 3 minutes left. And I'm like, okay, where's that game? Yeah. Now I can just go to the college Red Zone.
Yeah, or sometimes you see people tweeting about it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Alabama blew this lead?
Yeah.
And they about to lose to Vanderbilt? And you're like, what channel was that on?
Yeah.
God, what a day that was, Vanderbilt being Alabama. Anyways, we are not very far away from college football returning into that space. Another thing around the NFL, are you familiar with one Kyle Tucker? He plays for the Cubs. Have you heard of this man?
I know that man.
Obviously, Kyle Tucker, formerly an Astro, he was traded out, and he, you know, the return brought you the likes of Cam Smith, Isak Paredes, and Hayden Wesneski, which two of the three currently currently injured, maybe lost for the season. Wesneski, we do know, lost for the season. Cam Smith still chugging along, although he wearing down just a little bit.
A little tired.
And then a couple of days ago, what was he doing when he slides in front of Dubon in the outfield? Like early on in the season, that was cute. Were you as upset as I was that that was happening in that? Because Dubon also looked like he was like, look, I'm not gonna shout at you right now, but I need to sit down and talk to you, young fella.
We can't have that.
Yeah, that was weird. Anyways, yeah. That's neither here nor there. Kyle Tucker, who we know is going to be a free agent at the end of the season, which is one of the reasons why he ends up getting traded before the season. Seems like Cubs fans are not happy with him. I've seen a lot of scuttlebutt on social media about how, you know, nobody wants to pay him the hundreds of millions of dollars that it would take for him to get, you know, be re-signed, especially when you consider his recent performance. And Lopez, I went and looked at his recent performance.
Not good.
Has not been pretty. Over the last 28 days, he has a batting average of a 203 with a 650 OPS. I mean, if you're talking about OPS plus, which obviously, you know, a metric that is kind of standardized in order to make it so that a 100 is average, lesser than that is below, and, you know, obviously above that is above. Over the last 28 days, you want to know what his OPS plus is?
What is that?
55.
We need to just have a talk with Cubs fans. As Astros fans, we need to have a talk with Cubs fans. This happens every year, man. Every
we ain't got to talk to them.
Well, I'll say.
Who we need to talk to them for?
Well, I'll put it this way. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. This happens every
year. The deal is done. It's old. That's your card now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying about with Kyle Tucker, sometimes it happens earlier in the year. Sometimes it happens later in the year. They're like 18 games over 500. They're going to be in the playoffs. Kyle Tucker, you don't need to worry about. He'll
deliver when you need him to.
He'll deliver. And again, I don't care. You don't care, Figgy. All I'm saying is like this whole, oh my gosh, Kyle Tucker is slumping. He is. You just laid it out.
He really is.
I think the issue is, oh, we got to pay him too?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Hey.
What I'm saying
that's
is.
That's your fault. Y'all knew that.
In terms of his performance, he'll be there.
But ain't it cute like when you see someone else have to like go through it and learn it. You're just watching them and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've been there.
That's like that.
We've had that kind of, oh man, Kyle Tucker is really in a slump. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's a 420.
That's like somebody dating your ex and they going through the same thing you going through. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I told you.
Some other things that are worth noting. Shout out to Jen, and I'm going to butcher her name and I apologize. Powell?
Jen Powell.
Powell?
Powell.
Okay, very good. Yeah. The reason why this name is notable, she will be the first female umpire for an MLB regular season game. She was called up. Lopez, any thoughts?
I wondered why it took so long.
I that was my thought as well. I was kind of curious to see
what took so long.
And if I, like, the skeptical part of me, and maybe this is jokey jokes, I was like, oh, so y'all waited till Balls and Strikes was about to get called by the refs, or by the the robots to be like, hey, we can let women do this as well.
The first thing I thought about was maybe women didn't want to really do it like that. Maybe
there's a bunch in the minor
maybe
leagues.
They focus on NBA, being a referee with NBA and NFL and stuff like that.
Her story's pretty cool. I dug in a little bit yesterday. Very, very cool. Real good player. I think softball and another sport, and I can't remember. Then played softball in college, was like doing some, you know, accounting or something, you know, in the business world, and decided it's in me, man. I got to call games. So she went to the camps, got, you know, elevated to the major league camp, you know, with major league umpires. And then all of a sudden got into the minor leagues and elevated pretty. This was like 2016. Like, so she got elevated pretty quickly. So I'm excited. I'm a little bit, you know, like I said, curious why it took so long. But I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't cross her. She looks the part.
Oh yeah, she looked like she can muscle up a double pretty easily. Yeah, no, the forearms are very robust.
You feel like? And I'm not trying to be that guy, but do you feel like managers would kind of take it easy if they disagree with a call?
I think the exact opposite's going to happen. I think
because these managers be giving it to these umpires. So I'm wondering, will they keep that same energy or will they kind of dial it back? Because
I think they'll keep the same energy. I don't know how you feel, Reggie, but she's done spring training games.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, it seems like, and I'm not basing this off of any stats, you can call me whatever you want to in this instance. Seems like when women end up in these circumstances, they end up just not being as atrocious as some of the worst. Like, look, she might not be actually like the best umpire. That is fair. And I mean, I feel like if she was at some point, she might have had this opportunity present itself earlier, possibly. But I feel like we have a number of umpires that we know by name because they are so terrible. And I'm like, I feel like the managers are just going to be like, ooh, thank God it's not that cat. We can work with this. Jen, thanks for stopping by.
And it's also one of those things, you have to be extra good to make it. you know, as a woman. You know, you have to be extra good.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, I did want to mention this, and we talked a little bit about it before, but Fred VanVleet posted a little bit of a video of him over in Turkey hanging out with Alperen Şengün. Unfortunately, the audio doesn't really work because it's like kind of in them out to dinner. But it is cool seeing Fred continue to be that veteran there. But he was giving some real praise to Alperen. I'm super excited for what Şengün comes back as, because obviously the one all-star that you had on this team, I have a strong feeling that it's going to be different this year. Mm-hmm. But like, what is the growth that we might see from Alperen from year to year? Because it seems like, again, you have Fred there and they were chopping it up. Like, he is super excited himself for what Alperen will look like in this upcoming
season. And I think, you know, several, what, at least three or four, maybe more Rockets have gone over there.
Including Ime.
Including Ime. And I think another assistant coach and another player. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think this is going to be good for him.
Yeah. This is real start treatment behavior when the whole squad is like, hey, we're going to stop by your crib. Mm-hmm. And your crib is over there in Europe. Hey, we're going to come over there and hang out with you because we want to make sure that, you know, we are tapped in with you in the offseason. Super excited for when the basketball season starts for your Rockets, who are looked at. I think I saw the NBA.com put together their power rankings where they had the Rockets third after the Thunder and the Nuggets, which still feels pretty fair. But look, a lot of high expectations for this Rockets team headed into the season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's hear from D'Amico Ryans, who talked after practice, see if he maybe had a little bit of an update on C.J. Gardner-Johnson and the injury. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.